today, a very special Helpful Snowman. Helpful Snowman, the audiobook. Everybody, welcome to another one. Thanks for tuning in today. Just me, Pete, with you today for a little Helpful Snowman action. Well, because it's just you and me, I decided to do something special, and also because I don't know if I could do another power hour right now after talking to my doctor, by which I mean thinking about what a doctor would say if I told him that I was drinking 8 or 9 drinks in a night a couple times a month just to do a radio show. That's what I mean by going to the doctor. And the results of that were to not do that. So I decided to come up with something instead. Alternative. So a lot of you might know that this whole Helpful Snowman thing really started on MySpace.com. The way that worked was I did a MySpace blog. The end. No, the very first entry I ever did that, you know, evolved into what we have today was about a little invention I made called Mr. Piss. What Mr. Piss was kind of like Mr. Coffee. You know, you take grinds and water and you combine it in a Mr. Coffee and it makes a coffee. Mr. Piss was kind of a deviation on that theme, and here's how it worked. Mr. Piss was a machine that you could put any liquid into, and it came out as urine. Kind of the reverse of that thing in Waterworld where he put the urine in there and it came out water. Any liquid would be transformed into urine. Now, I had multiple arguments with a friend over this because I felt this would be an amazing scientific discovery. Because think about it, if you could turn any liquid into urine, I guess the human body can do it. So maybe it's not that amazing. But a machine that could do that, pretty amazing. I would be impressed if some kid did that for their science fair project. But my friend was like, that's not cool. There's no reason to make urine in a machine. Which I can't say she was completely wrong. Anyway, the point is, that was the first entry I did, was explaining my invention, Mr. Piss. And I went on to do years and years, a couple years on MySpace. I had approximately 1 to 1.5 fans at any time. And then from there, you know, once MySpace began to collapse, I tried a couple other things and decided, fuck it, man, helpfulsnowman.com. So what I've got for you today is going to be an audio version of some of those lost MySpace entries. I don't like to call them blogs because they're not really weblog journals or anything like that. They're just thoughts. We'll get to them. You'll see what it's all like. In the background, I'm going to have a music bed. Here's what I decided. Some people are afraid they might get sued for this. I'm sort of afraid for that, except I have really nothing of interest for anyone, so I feel like the worst anyone could do to me is say, stop doing it. So come get me. But the other thing is, I thought maybe if I use a band and credit them and tell you that they're my favorite band and they're not a huge band right now, maybe you'll like one of the songs. So these are all going to be songs by Lucero. LuceroMusic.com, LuceroMusic.com. Great band out of Memphis, Tennessee, and if you get the chance to see them live, I'd say do it. They are playing a show preceding a Yo Gabba Gabba live show, which I don't know what the fuck is going on with that, but hey, man, whatever. If you're in Tennessee, I think that's where that's happening. Also, if you're in Tennessee, I'd like to visit you because I want to go eat barbecue and stay at Dollywood. So what I'm going to be doing is reading you some of this stuff. I hope you enjoy some of it. And if not, I mean, maybe some of the background music will be pleasing for you. And that would be a good, you know, It's not all a fucking loss here. So without further ado, Helpful Snowman, the audiobook. First, we've got one titled, Episodes of Mr. Magoo We No Longer Speak Of. Episode 245. Mr. Magoo sits in his dark apartment crying and smashing framed photographs, mumbling, Oh God, Oh Jesus God. Episode 330. Mr. Magoo prepares for a night out with a woman. When she shows up and comments about their, quote, blind date, he tries to punch her in the stomach, but the blow only glances off her hip. He screams at her to get out. Episode 17. Mr. Magoo goes to a class where he learns that he should fold different denominations of money differently so that he won't get ripped off at Subway again. Episode 288. Mr. Magoo is trapped in his apartment and drinks every liquid he can find out of desperate thirst, including bleach and his father's ashes. Episode 402. Mr. Magoo tries to kill himself. Thinking he has his head in the oven, he kneels silently for the entire episode. It's only in the final moments that it is revealed that his head is, in fact, in a front-loading dryer. Star Trek fan fiction as written by someone who saw Star Trek only once while drunk. There's a bunch of guys in space. Their job is to sit and push buttons that make the ship go forward or make it not flip over. Professor X is their captain. He's very brave, but sometimes kind of a wuss. He turns to this guy and says, Mr. Solo, let's drive in warp speed for a while. Mr. Solo says, okay, and makes the spaceship go warp speed. Then there's aliens. Not the ship, but on a big TV. The one alien looks pretty much like a black guy, but with weird ridges on his cheeks. He says, I'm also a space captain, and you're violating our space area. The black alien guy says, Who is really the aliens here? So then the Star Trek flies away, medium fast. Then they're in the Wild West for some reason. I've had many opinions on this topic. Why the ocean sucks, hot or not, sea creature edition. So we'll go through some sea creatures and say hot or not. Here we go. Octopus, not. Crab, not. Sponge, not. Narwhal, not. Swordfish, not. Monkfish, not. Squid, not. Giant squid, not. Sperm whale, not. Starfish, not. Lamprey, not. Eel, not. Shrimp, not. Hagfish, not. Lobster, not. Mussels, not. Jellyfish, not. Krill, not. Sea spider, not. How my librarian skills would be useful in various films. Live Free or Die Hard. Bruce Willis. Shit! We need to put these books in order or this mother's gonna blow. Me. Wait! MC space C-A-N comes before MC C-A-N. Bruce Willis. Are you sure? Me. Yes! Bruce Willis. How sure? Me. Listen, I do this every day. I went to 2 years of school for it. I know, okay? I fucking know! Bruce Willis lifts McCann and puts it in place. Then he holds the other McCann and just before setting it down says, Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Transformers. Hot Rod. I can't believe Optimus Prime is dead. This can't be happening. You've got to do something. Me. Okay, okay. Be cool. Let's see. Have you tried turning him off, counting to 10, and then turning him back on? Hot Rod. God help us. Here we go. Demolition Man. Police Chief. I thought we said no more of this Demolition Man business. John Spartan.
I had to save that little girl.
Police Chief. Spartan, you've destroyed 14 cruisers this week alone. Me. 17, Chief. Police Chief. Right, 17. And where's your paperwork? It's 3 weeks overdue. Me. 4 weeks, Chief. Police Chief. Hey, who are you? Me. I'm the librarian the department hired to keep all the records straight. John Spartan.
You know what's interesting about that? The part where you get the fuck out of my face.
John Spartan and the police chief high five and push me in a mud puddle. Every graduation speech ever. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "Graduation is the true test of a person. Striving for stuff, that's way up there. And it shows that you don't let people boss you around and stuff. You're self-reliant, like a mountain man or something." Those wise words apply to every person in here today. All of us dressed exactly the same and seated in alphabetical order. I have lots of great generic memories, one of which I'll share. This one time, me and my friend were sitting in the front row of Mrs. Stevenson's class. And we all know how that goes, huh? Of course, every year there's a tragedy. There was a guy who died in a car wreck. Nobody liked him, but half our class has bumper stickers in memory of him anyway. It's weird when you run into his parents at their work running the laser tag place, huh? A moment of silence for that dude. We persevered, though, and we went back to having lunch at Wendy's. Sometimes the 10th Street one, sometimes that other one. And now that we're graduating, everything will be awesome. Go Cougars! This is a little pitch I did for Hanna-Barbera for a show that had a real low budget. Okay, guys, I got this figured out. This is going to be in way under budget. So the dudes are walking, and they walk into a thick fog, right? And instead of animating the guys walking, we just show their eyes floating through the mist. Then they get to a mansion, but the fog is so thick we don't see that either. Just someone says, "What a mansion, huh?" Then they go in the mansion, but the power is out. And they're trying to be really quiet, so there's no sound either. Then, they get poked in the eye, so their eyes are closed, and we don't see them anymore. And then that goes for about the next 14 minutes. Boom. Good things to sign in a cabin guest book. Have a cool summer, stay cool and awesome. I shit in your cabin. See if you can guess where. What a nice, quiet place. Usually when you brutally murder someone, people come all over, all interested in stuff, but not here, baby. Hey, anytime you want to come stay at my place, you're welcome to. I can't promise it'll be the same experience as being in a cabin. For example, when you hit your shin on the coffee table, spiders don't come raining down. But still, it's pretty fun. How's that family of yours doing? Right now. I hope that urn above the fireplace wasn't anything super important, because it was definitely gone before we got here. What percent of people who stay here shot their body fluids on the walls? Including myself, I would have to guess 100%. Have you heard the one about the cabin guest who stayed at a cabin with no towels? It goes, "What do you call a cabin owner with a broom handle broken off in his eye?" We ain't nobody's darlings, so I set off watching her dance. Now we got to gang. Just a little too late, spent our early days. Crazy horse. The other day, I saw a horse just sleeping. He was laying on his side in the tall grass. I didn't think that horses sat down or laid down and stuff, so I was like, hey, Horace, get up. He didn't get up. Horses are very stubborn. Or maybe that's mules. And elephants. Maybe I read it was everything except horses is stubborn. I have a way with animals, though. A way of poking them with sticks to make them do what I want. I had a pool cue in my trunk, so I got it and started poking him. I get a couple good jabs into the head before another horse blindsides me and kicks me so hard I would have shit myself if the kick hadn't also destroyed my insides. If you ever get a chance to take karate from a horse, do it, because those fuckers kick like bastards. After I finished urinating out the grains of bone that were the leftovers from my spine, I gave that horse some wicked payback, human style, and whacked him across the mouth with the pool cue. If you ever get a chance to take a class from me on whacking someone in the mouth with a pool cue, also do that. The thing about a horse face is that they're pretty much bulletproof. If you punched a horse in the face, it would break your hand. It wouldn't break my hand, because I don't have hands like your great-grandma, but that's me. The horse snorted and walked off and started licking a block of salt. I turned my attention back to the first horse, who was still lying there. You know, I said, if you had a Native American named after you, his name would be Lazy Horse. That kind of burn only comes along once in a lifetime. And it was a good thing I got it in right then, because that other horse kicked me again, and at the hospital they said part of my brain was on the outside, and I can't come up with good stuff like that as quick anymore. The interview. Words to avoid using during a job interview. Bodacious. Radical. Wacky. How to improve on the truth. Light felony. Non-needle drugs. Endearing alcohol problem. Punch drunk. Conditions it is best not to mention. Labor-induced schizophrenia, sexual frustration, and uncontrollable rage. Do not go into the story about the time you wrecked a tandem bike into a tilt-a-whirl. How you almost slept with your cousin. And then did sleep with your cousin, but only 3 times. Any story that begins, okay, but you gotta understand, when I party, I fucking party. Instead of saying hate kids, say love children. Instead of saying don't speak Spanish, say bueno, excelente. Instead of saying no computer skills, say computer skills. This one's for all my work homies. Dynamic Services Plan Questionnaire. Dear employee, as we arrive in the second week of our new service plan, we would like to ask you to answer a few questions. 1. What do you like about the Dynamic Service Plan? Answer: it is very dynamic. 2. What do you not like? Answer: I don't really have much to do at work all day anymore. Yesterday I didn't know how to spend the last 10 minutes, so I decided to eat cookies in the bathroom. 3. Why do you feel that way about the plan? Answer: well, the bathroom is the only place where the door locks, and I like cookies because they're crumbly but also soft, except Milano's, which are different but also very good. What suggestions of improvements do you have? Answer: we should soundproof the bathroom better, because when I was in there, I was afraid that someone outside might have heard the cookie wrapper crinkling and known that I was eating in the bathroom. Superpowers I've thought I had at various times in my life and their potential uses. Power: ability to look directly into the sun. Use: my god, aliens are coming directly at us! You can't see them because they're flying with the sun right behind them! Fortunately, my abilities allow me to see them and tell someone else who can actually do something and save us. Power. Ability to guess someone's astrological sign. Use. Getting sex off of horrible women who smell like incense. Power. Acidic urine. Use. Becoming a great escape artist with a career cut tragically short when a case of shy bladder causes me to suffocate in a bank vault. Power. Lactation. Use. Some kind of weird porno for sure. Or spiking of butt-face roommate's milk. And you stole your heart away from me. Bare things and don't you know? That's the way we will always be. You used to love me. Just running wild, sleeping with a thing. Fundraising. I just had the most awesome day of school. This guy came in with all this chocolate and said if we sell it, we could win great prizes. Like a plastic construction helmet with a siren on it, or a boombox. The boombox doesn't play CDs, just the radio. And just AM radio, but still! He told us to sell the chocolate to people, but not to go to strangers' houses. He said that was dangerous. But he was wearing the siren helmet when he said it, which reminded us that sometimes you have to do something dangerous to get what you want, like beating up a dragon to save the president's daughter. Then he asked us questions, and if you got the answer right, you could get a dollar. I couldn't remember any of the answers, like what his name was, or what his company name was, or what kinds of chocolate they were supposed to sell, or what I was right then. I didn't get any dollars. It was okay, though, because I could imagine how rich he must be if he had $7 to give away. Just give away! We each got a box of samples, and all we had to do was find suckers to buy candy, and then they would get it like 14 months later. First things first, I ate all the samples. Immediately. There were two reasons I did that. One was that I figured I would need extra energy to sell all this crap, because I wasn't going to stop just because it was cold or dark or I found myself in a neighborhood with a bunch of people with different color skin. The other reason I ate all the samples was that the chocolate was really terrible. If anyone tried it, there was no way in hell I was going to sell any. I walked up to the first door and rang the doorbell. When someone came to answer, I said, "Hi, I'm from Charleston Elementary," and then I threw up just inside the door. The man inside was pretty mad. He said, "Why did you do that?" And I said, "You opened the door too fast. It made me carsick, but from the door." We were yelling at each other, but he was an adult and knew a lot of good cuss words I don't know, so I think he won. I was pretty tired from the throwing up and calling the guy a dirty tampon over and over again, so I went home. My mom made me my own hat with a siren on it, but it was crappy because she made it with a hat I already had and the wrong kind of siren. Did you guys do that shit at home? Those horrible fucking fundraisers? I remember doing those in school and the prizes seemed so awesome! But then you would try and sell one and all of a sudden realize like, oh, I'm going to fucking have to do this the rest of my life to get any kind of a decent prize. One time I did win a duffel bag in baseball, although I think they gave it to me by accident because I took home the order form and didn't even remember bringing it back. So I'm not sure. I also hated those kids whose parents would take it to their work and you knew their dad was like the boss of some little company. So he was basically staring down all his coworkers like, oh, you don't want some horrible gold wrapping paper? That's interesting. Well, your valuation's coming up, so yeah. Maybe you should buy it now. Might make a difference. Here's one called Sex Advice Column. Getting sexy. Dear Snowman. This is kind of like our power hour a little. Dear Snowman. My wife and I have been happily married for 30 wonderful years. I wouldn't trade them for anything. But I feel like some of the passion has gone out of the relationship. I don't feel that same spark, especially in the bedroom. Do you have any advice? Thanks. Hernia in Hawaii. Dear Hernia. I think what you're going through is very common. However, I understand that knowing that doesn't make your problem any less acute. You've been together for so long that I know you've been in and out of 100 honeymoon phases by now. I'm guessing the advice you're looking for is something along the lines of an exciting new position or some kinky sex act to spice things up. But honestly, by now you've both figured out what you like, and I'm sure you're both aware of what's out there. The best advice is to make sure everything else in the relationship is going well. Oftentimes, a slowing down on the sex front can be a side effect of problems in the relationship as a whole. You need to consider all of your actions as foreplay. When you remember to call your wife because you'll be late getting home from work, that's like foreplay in that it will improve the overall health of your sexual interactions. When you remember to do the little things around the house, it'll only help. Or you could just try fisting. Best helpful snowman. Tonight at work, I had to run a 3rd to 5th grade book club. Last time, the kids were to go home and find a ghost story they liked and tell the group this time. Here are those ghost stories, transcribed as closely as possible. 1. Once, this guy moved into the shed by this house, and his initials were JR. Then these two people moved into the house. They lived there, and then they decided to go out to the shed, and the man came out and killed them with a chainsaw and cut their heads off. And do you know what his name was? Jack the Ripper. 2. This story is called Scream. It's about a guy named Scream who wears a mask and he kills 3 people. Some lady and another guy who is making a movie called Stab 3. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you this was Scream 3. It was Scream 3. Then this detective shot him. 3. There were these goblins in the house. Friendle's house. There were goblins in 3 log house. That's Friendle's house. And Friendle was running around and then all of a sudden fell down. This next part is incomprehensible due to the combination of the kid's speech impediment and his excitement, but it picks up with, and the goblin was trying to grab his finger because it was flying around the room. 4. This story is called Halloween. It's about a guy named Michael Myers. He walks around and kills some people and he wears a white mask. Then his doctor shoots him 6 times. It was like, pow, 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 pow. 5. This is a true story. I had to count to get back to my number. 5. This is a true story that happened once when we were at the park. We were there with our grandpa. He's old and he has tubes in his nose so he can breathe and diabetes. He thought he saw a monster and he picked up all our food because we had Wendy's and he ran to the car, except really slow because he can only stand up for like 10 minutes. Then he locked himself in the car and he was honking at the monster for a really long time. 6. This guy moved into a haunted house. Well, he didn't know it was haunted. He wasn't old yet, but he is later. Then he was going up the stairs and he heard this voice behind him. I can't remember what the voice said. Motorcycle boots, raised on rock and roll. Nights, not so long. They've killed a man. Possible nicknames I gave up on upon entering library school. Ace, Wolverine, Beretta, Sarge, Cutter, Colorado Fats, Solid Snake, and to a lesser extent, Liquid Snake, Cap, Buzz. Another day. What happened when Phil Collins's Against All Odds came on the radio? What I said, aw yeah. What I clearly meant, I mean, you could leave it here, if you want. Bad way to convince your girlfriend to get an abortion. Honey, tell you what, you can make it my combination Christmas and birthday present. So young, so hungry, so unqualified. Don't want the jobs anyways. No settled life. To get out of here, do I sentences that might precede a four-star general or important business icon standing up and saying, "Get me Peter Dirk." There's only one donut left and it's 3 days old. We need this out of here now. But where in the world are we going to find someone willing to eat a candy bar on the toilet? There's just no way. Nobody knows the delivery district for every Silvermine sandwich shop by heart. Nobody. All right, gentlemen. We need someone to explain the entirety of the Spider-Man clone saga in painful detail. And you think that person is just going to fall out of the sky? This is it, people. Unless we act now, you can just forget about people complaining about comic books on the internet. The only way to stop the alien mothership is to drive a car directly into the warp drive. Our lab techs have figured out the perfect car for the job is a 1990 Pontiac Grand Am, one that overheats and where the driver's side window doesn't roll down. Sir, it looks like the enemy base is modeled exactly on the base from the 90s video game Metal Gear Solid. It's a long shot, but if we can find someone who played that game all the way through dozens and dozens of times, we might just have a shot at getting those hostages out. Situations in which further clarification was unnecessary. I've been listening to a lot of Garfunkel solo stuff. Art Garfunkel. Jesus is really my inspiration. Jesus Christ. Boston did that song More Than a Feeling. Boston the rock band, not like the whole city gathered in a park or something. My favorite things are comics, zombies, and video games based on zombie-related comics. I'm not single, I'm choosy. I saw a B-movie last week. Drunk. I used Pert Plus, which is a shampoo and conditioner in one. It doesn't work. At all. The holidays rolling around. Questions I'm likely to ask while setting up a Christmas tree. Is this what it's supposed to look like? How come it looks so good on the box it came in? Why won't the goddamn cat just leave the tree alone? What does a pine tree have to do with Jesus being in the desert? How many garbage bags is it going to take to throw this thing out? Are the lights supposed to get this hot? Why couldn't the Christmas tradition be more, I don't know, two-dimensional? If Superman celebrates Christmas, do you think he might secretly think he's Jesus? Think about it. Amazing powers, rose from the dead, unhelpful and pansy-ish friends. Do you think anyone will notice that this side is kind of flat? Why does this thing need a skirt if the needles aren't real? Is there something that's going to be falling off this tree that I should know about? Alternate versions of Wolverine's catchphrase, "I'm the best there is at what I do, and what I do isn't pretty." I'm the best there is at what I do, and what I do is gouge. I'm damn good at what I do, and what I do is damn not good. I'm competent in my field, and that's more than enough when it comes to fatal stabbings. I'm good at what I do, but it leaves me empty inside. I'm the best there is at stabbing with a retractable adamantium claws. Actually, I'm the only one there is at that. But still, I'm the best there is at what I do, and it would be really rad if that could be parlayed into sex with Jean Grey. Everyone respects a professional. She sits at the bar, she smiles and she... talks the whole night, never says what she means. So fine when she products that could be potentially marketed under the label Hitler's Best. Boot polish. For that goose-stepping shine, Hitler's Best. Mustache wax. Control. Comfort. Hitler's Best. Human skin lampshades. Tasteful. For the next 1,000 years. Hitler's Best. Salad dressing. Good for the Jugend. And Mutters like it too. Hitler's Best. Art supplies. Lil Hitler says, don't let your dreams of making great art be destroyed and change the whole course of your life in a pretty, pretty major way. Woo! Hitler's Best, huh? She wears sorrow, beauty can't hide. Pete, high school guidance counselor. Please, have a seat. How are you feeling today? Great. That's great. Well, as you know, I'm meeting with each of you seniors to talk about some career prospects. We've got the results of your career aptitude test here. Let's see. Looks like they've got you pegged as a dynamite Japanese warlord. Huh. Do you own a horse? No? You might want to look into that. Maybe there's some Japanese books in the library. Maybe make a stop there. Now, I think we all understand sometimes we don't get our first choice, so there are a lot of options. Your second best fit is a guillotine operator. Might have a pamphlet here. Yeah, see, on this graph, it looks like it's a tough field to break into because nobody does it anymore. At all. That said, you might consider taking it up as a hobby, a passion project, if you will. We've got a third place here, too. Doesn't really have a name, per se. Basically, you stalk a really rich person and then get struck by his or her car. You'll get a mid-level settlement, and then you'll blow it a little too quickly. But it'll be a good ride while it lasts. Sad things I will attempt to try and revive my failing marriage in the year 2035. See a game at every major league ballpark. Buy an RV. Quit drinking as much. Join a couples bowling league. Take flying lessons. Go on a stabbing rampage in the weird aisle of the grocery store where they have votive candles and shit. Things that entertain the children during the work visit I made to an elementary school today. A book cover depicting a T-Rex devouring another dinosaur. The inside of said book, which mentioned that the T-Rex eats rotten meat. The hand of the victimized dinosaur hanging out of the T-Rex's mouth. A tiny spurt of blood spraying from the T-Rex's nose. Mention of the word poop in the dinosaur book. Mention of the word fart in the dinosaur book. Things that failed to entertain the children. Knowledge of the number of library items a person can check out at once. Knowledge of library checkout links. Me. In general. Phrases that were, unfortunately, not covered by my handy Spanish phrase book. Would you take my picture while I stand next to your crappy shack and please refrain from covering part of the shot by placing your finger over the lens? It kind of breaks the fourth wall and all my friends will ask about who took the picture, and that's not really something I want to cover. I think you might love me if you got to know me, miss. Like, okay. How many people do you know who have found all the hidden barrels in Donkey Kong Country 1 and 2, besides me? What is the best way to get fecal stains out of sheets? I see. And would you recommend the same cleanser for, say, teeth? Would you rather fight a bear or one of those dinosaurs with the club on its tail? Bad endings to online dating profiles. Feeling brave? I used to beat my wife, and she left. I'm looking to turn my life around. Turn the beat around, if you will. Great tune. Just come by and yell through the screen door. And that was my last thought before my head plunged through the windshield. Don't judge a book by its assets card cover. No need to shower. Hope you like lots of kids. Once you go murderer, you'll never go back. Home, JK. Times in my life when it would have been appropriate for We Are the Champions to be playing in the background. Right after I finished this one really big cheeseburger. When I puked in a stranger's living room but it all landed in the garbage. This one time when I got a haircut and it was livable. And the time in Pee Wee Soccer when I passed the ball and it got passed two more times and then someone scored. Pete in a space action movie. We boarded the enemy space station. I kept trying, but my ears wouldn't pop, which is why I was talking so loud, and everyone kept telling me to keep it down. I was nervous they would never pop, though, because the pressure is different in space, so I kept asking people if they had any gum. After that, we spent a really long time sneaking around in hallways. Someone heard a noise and we went running up some stairs, but I stopped halfway for a smoke. So far, there aren't any laws about smoking in space because none of the loser countries own it yet. We were in one place too long, I guess, because some dudes showed up and we had a laser fight. A stray shot nicked my backpack and my Skittles spilled out. I swear to God, there was one bag in there, but the rest of the stuff was space war stuff. Just the one bag of candy. Then we had to run some more and we got to this control room. There were about 12 million light-up buttons. Some of the other guys hooked up into the computers and started doing shit. I don't know. I just pushed a couple of the buttons and squinted and stuff. I didn't think they did anything. Fuck those buttons. Then a bunch of alarms went off and all the lights that were blue turned purple. I guess they couldn't afford red bulbs. We ran back to our ship and then there was a blast off. It turns out I got shot in the chest while I was running around. It didn't hurt bad when it happened, but now it kinda does. Class survey, Ceramics 100. What do you hope to get out of this class? Knowledge of clay. Blunt scoring tools. Free clay. Multiple viewings of a clock face with a piece of clay mashed on it. Dusty shoes. A B minus. Public service announcement. People think herpes is a joke. It isn't. Herpes has ruined my life. Herpes has forced me to settle with my manatee of a wife. I didn't even get hard from hitting her anymore. One time my friend said to me, "You should come camping with us." And I said no, because I have herpes pulsating and exploding on my genitals. If you take one thing away from this PSA, let it be this. I have herpes. Take. perfumes that people wear at work. My guess is, anyway. Women. Someone who ate flowers and shit them out and smeared the shit around. A dumpster shared by a candy store and a butcher shop. Honey drizzled on a dog's face. Men's perfumes. Boozy sneakers. The woods, but stinging. Mace. Hi, I'm your personal trainer. Welcome to Mr. Muscle Gym. Follow me this way. Over here is the aerobic floor. We offer classes at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, and then one evening class which begins at the exact moment you normally eat dinner, whenever that is. Over this way we've got our treadmills, okay? One of them works fine. The rest, I don't know. The belts are all blown out somehow. I recommend you get on the one right next to the good one and then switch over as soon as someone jumps off the good one. Over here we've got the weights, okay? Now let's see, how much do you bench? Oh, come on, just ballpark it. 150? Oh man, I'm surprised they make pants big enough to contain your huge pussy lips. You're going to want to start with the 10-pound plates. They're spray painted bright pink so no one mistakes them for men's weights, okay? Then we got this machine here. It's got 1,000 cables and pins and joints. Maybe you'll sit on it once and push some stuff around, but pretty soon you'll feel like an idiot when a pretty girl walks by. Down here we've got the locker rooms. Yeah, smells permanent, okay? Here are the showers, when you get very aggressive form of athlete's foot, and the full-length mirrors people stand in front of naked. The urinals are over this way. The normal procedure with these bad boys is to stand completely naked at the middle urinal. Spread your legs as far apart as possible so that nobody can piss without brushing up against your thigh. We have a hot tub over here. Hot tubs all have the therapeutic value you can think of that might result from just sitting in a stew of boiled sweat and band-aids. Steam room's over there. That's really more of a torture endurance thing than an exercise. Here's the racquetball. Nobody knows how to play that, so don't ask. Something to do with lines on the floor and glasses that make you look like an insect. Okay, then that's about it. If you want to go ahead and pay the $70 membership activation fee, that'll activate you. Then you can pay the $75 for the first month. We'll take your ID picture later. I'll just break into your house in the dead of night and snap one of your shocked face. We find that to be the most reliable method of getting terrible pictures. Movie scientists do not know what they're doing. Scene. Underground lab. Man. Hey dude, what's up? Scientist. Oh, not much. Just creating mindless biological killing machines. Man. What? Why? Scientist. I don't know. That's why they hired me. Man. Seriously? What was your major in college? Scientist. Avian biology. But I minored in biological atrocities. Man, no you didn't. Scientist, good point. But check this out. The scientist lifts a sheet to reveal a giant writhing creature. Man, is that safe? Scientist, of course it's safe. He's behind a see-through wall and restrained in no way. Man, don't you think a non-see-through wall would be safer? Scientist, maybe. But then how would we be able to see everything he does? And in turn, how would he be able to quietly study our every move? Man. Yeah. What does he do when you're watching him all day? Scientist. Mostly he viciously attacks the see-through wall all day. Man, Jesus Christ. I don't know about this. Scientist. Don't worry. The creature is entirely in my control. I've created this device to keep the creature in line. It's completely foolproof unless the power goes out, or I forget it at home, or the creature knocks it out of my hand. Man. I heard some people in the office are, telecommuting. Scientist, calm down. You're such a worrier. Look, I'll prove it to you that you're 100% safe. I'll inject myself with the very contagion that created this monster. Man, no, that's fine. Scientist, look, don't be an asshole. I'll just shoot this into my vein and you'll see that I'm perfectly fine. Besides, this could be my last chance. The lab is cutting our funding because of death. Man. Dude, I know that sounds bad, but can't we just get a dog or something? Janitor? Scientist, don't be silly. The scientist clears off his desk, lays on top of it, injects himself, and immediately turns into a horrible monster. Man. Oh, damn it. Scientist. Huh. Well, looking back, I don't know what I expected to happen here. Alternate names for Super Tuesday. For those of you who don't know, that's the voting day. Card Table Tuesday. No Parking Tuesday. Worst News Show Ever Tuesday. Why don't I just go to the bank and the post office while I'm out doing stupid bullshit anyway Tuesday? Riddle of the Sphinx. After many years of crossing the desert, the wise man approached the great Sphinx. "O great Sphinx," he said, "please tell me your secret of everlasting life." The Sphinx shook the earth with its voice.
"I will tell you what you desire to know," it said, "but first you must answer my riddle."
The wise man nodded. The Sphinx spoke again.
"What do you call three n****s in the back of a police car?"
The man was puzzled. He said, sorry. I don't think I heard you right. Did you say something about black men in a police car?"
"Yes," the Sphinx said. "I will repeat it for you once more."
The man said, "That won't be necessary."
"What do you call three n****s in the back of a police car?"
The man scratched his head.
"What is your answer?" the Sphinx said.
The man said, I was expecting, I guess, a different kind of question.
"The mysteries of the ancient world work in mysterious and ancient ways," the Sphinx said.
"I see," said the man. "I just thought maybe I would get a question about being turned into a tree or something."
"That is preposterous! You cannot be transformed into a tree even by the mighty Sphinx's might, which is ancient and mighty. Now you must answer."
The man scratched his head. "I don't know. I don't want to get into a racial thing here."
"Fool! This is not a matter of race,"
the man said.
"Yeah, I think I'm gonna get going."
Here's how I assume the army goes based on the movies.
"Congratulations on making sergeant. Here's your huge box of cigars. You'll need to be smoking these at all times so we can tell that you're the sergeant."
If your dad lived the way he plays video games. "This morning I woke up and walked straight into the wall for about 10 minutes. With all the crazy colors in here, it's hard to tell which way you're supposed to go. Then I died right away. I don't know what happened. Then I was alive again, but I didn't know where I was. I tried to open this door, but I kept jumping instead of grabbing the knob. Just jumping straight into the air. A little later, I shot my son on accident while we were trying to kill an alien together." Books rejected for book reports by my 5th grade teacher. Nintendo Power Mega Man 2 Strategy Guide. Tricks and Tips Mega Man 2. Game Genie Booklet. Ultimate Cheats Mega Man 2. Worlds of Power Mega Man 2 novelization. Health teacher badly handling the drug portion of the class. All right, kids, I'm here to tell you everything I know about drugs. For starters, doing coke through a rolled-up hundo? Cool. Doing coke through four rolled-up 20s, a 10, a 5, 4, 1s, and then holding 3/4, 2 dimes, and 1 nickel in the other hand? Much less cool. Meth is not a good thing, whatever that is. A powder or liquid or something, maybe some kind of slime. It's probably white and in a bag, but who knows? How come nobody has invented a Ziploc bag that's not see-through? I would think that might help with drugs. Acid is way fun. That's a good one to do. This one time I dropped acid, but there were consequences. I ate a whole rind of an orange and then didn't shit for 3 days. I had to reach back there and pull it out. Somehow I carved it off the orange in one big piece, which was awesome, except, you know, the trying to shit part. I did have a good friend who lost his life to drugs, okay? He was a really good guy. Maybe he's in heaven now. So I don't know, maybe that's okay. I lost a lot to drugs too, a lot. My wife and my son were the victims of drugs. Mostly the victims of me strangling them while on drugs. But now I've turned my life around. I have a new, more hot wife, and my new son could easily beat up my old son. One night I did take a bunch of peyote and then forced my new son to dig up my old wife's corpse. Do you think that was fun? It was awful. We cried the whole time, but we had to do it because I was still making bad choices about drugs. I brought in my dead son's skull for everyone to pass around. Why don't we get that started here in the front? Just take a look and then pass it on, please.
Bastard from the start, but a charming one at that. Bad reputation, but it really ain't that bad. It's alright, I can't feel a thing.
At the meeting where they invented grocery stores. Okay, great. So we've got food, fresh produce, a deli, and even a few other extras like cosmetic and light office supplies. I think we've got this grocery store thing just about figured out. I have something. I think we should have pantyhose.
Pantyhose?
Yeah, maybe with the makeup, because they're for girls.
I understand what you're saying, I think, but at the same time, I think we all decided to stick to day-to-day needs type stuff.
Hey man, pantyhose or I walk?
Alright, fine. So we have food and pantyhose. Anything else?
Yeah, an entire aisle of cards with matching envelopes.
Yeah, that's a bit much. One aisle, that's as much space as we give to breakfast cereal.
I know. Everyone will mix up which envelopes go with which cards. It'll be great. Plus, we need a large selection because some cards have monkeys and some cards don't have monkeys.
You know what? Fine. We'll have an entire aisle of greeting cards. Is there anything else before we get out of here?
Box of canes over by the medicine?
Ugh, fine.
And? We definitely need a machine that tells your blood pressure. People are going to expect that at the store.
You've got to be kidding. And how exactly do you see that working?
Well, it sits in the corner and kids put their arm in it and squirm around and cry.
And why would people need to know their blood pressure in the middle of grocery shopping?
I'm not a doctor, okay? Just put it in. And don't forget the cane can.
Apply yourself. Hello, and thanks for coming to this interview. If it's all right with you, we'll go ahead and dive right in.
Sounds great.
Okay, first question. Why are you applying for this job?
Money.
All right. Anything else? Maybe something more personal?
Geez, not really. I think that if I didn't need money, I would just quit working altogether, you know? What's the point of working if you're not making any money?
Right.
So there's no other reason you're motivated for this position?
No.
I mean, if you want to get technical, I don't know. I could say food or something. The money goes to food, so all right. Well, I appreciate your honesty. Let's move on. Thinking about your previous job, tell me about a time when you broke a rule to achieve a goal. What was the goal, and what would you do differently?
Well, just today I stood on a rolling chair to change a light bulb. I'm told that's a safety hazard. What would I do differently? I'd probably stand on a chair that wasn't a rolling chair, but only if I had to do something differently. Or maybe I'd wear earplugs, because when Gary was shouting that I should get down off the fucking chair, he kind of startled me and I almost fell off. That's probably a regret you should ask him about, though.
Great. Moving right along, tell me about a good friend from a previous workplace.
I wouldn't say I made a ton of friends. Don't get me wrong, I'm super easy to get along with. It's the other people. Assholes, really awful.
Can you tell me what you mean by awful?
Yeah, they were mostly women.
I'm sorry, I don't think I'm understanding you.
Well, please. Name one thing that women do better than men. One.
That's okay. Next question. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Oh, God. Really bringing out the tough questions, huh? I don't like to think about where so much as what.
And what will I be in 10 years?
Bald. Probably bald.
One last question here. Please tell me about your best and worst qualities.
That's easy, because they're the same thing. Crushing depression. See, sometimes I'm too depressed to really function in a workplace. I just sit at my desk and stare at the surface. Or sometimes I move my mouse around and watch the pointer because it's something I can control. But on the other hand, I'm so depressed that it's not likely I'll leave and look for another job or put up any resistance to new policies or anything like that.
That about does it. Do you have any questions for us?
No? That's stupid.
Okay. You'll hear back from us within the next week.
So bring yourself back home. We'll tear this town down to the ground. Whitewater Tavern Nights.
We're going to finish today with a little something I call Sir Mix-a-Lot, Knight of the Table. King Arthur.
Do you really think this is going to work?
Merlin.
Nothing is certain. Nothing is certain.
A purple time portal opens and a large black man falls through and onto the floor. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
What the fuck?
King Arthur.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, I am Arthur, a great knight in my time, just as you are in yours. We are in desperate need of your services in helping defend the castle.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
What the fuck? Yo, I just got dropped 20 feet onto a stone-ass floor, and now you want me to defend a goddamn castle?
King Arthur.
Indeed.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I don't know about that shit.
Merlin.
You are the only person of knighthood in your era. The only one who goes by Sir.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Bitch, I just made that shit up. I should have named myself Chocolate Swirl. I'd be standing in an ice cream place and shit.
King Arthur.
Oh. We're doomed.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Fucking A.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed this edition of the Helpful Snowman audiobook. It is not available on audible.com because they're not one of our sponsors because the show is bullshit. But maybe someday. And you can always feel free to pay me for listening to this. Don't forget to visit helpfulsnowman.com, facebook.com/helpfulsnowman2. That's a fun place to go. Lots of archives, too, on the new site, besides what we've got here from this reading. So make sure, I don't know, check out a fucking archive. Put it up on your Facebook wall, okay? Get more people. Grow the show. All right. Well, I'm cashed. Johnny cashed. So I'll see you guys next time.
Say goodbye again. We'll say goodbye again. You come and go just no one else. Your voice is so